Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Eight scoreless for Lucas Giolito last night, Keith. Eight more Ks. Red Sox win 5-0. They're 13 games over 500. They are, I'd say, comfortably in a playoff spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're five.
Lock it in?
Five
lock
games
it in?
Clear. It's a little dangerous to lock
no,
it
I'm
in.
I'm not going to lock it in.
They're five games clear of the Royals, who are out of the playoffs.
Although, you know what their chances are, according to like the odds?
Red Sox?
Yeah. Playoff chances? 93.7? I wish. 8.
Oh, 93.8.
Let's round down in
okay,
this case.
Okay, pretty good.
93.7 chance to get him in.
93.7.
And
there
for some reason we can't figure out, despite having one more win and the same number of losses as the Yankees are 97.8. So according to these metrics, the Yankees have a 4% better chance of making the playoffs than the Red Sox. I mean, they're both going to get in, but
that's
odd.
Yeah, what do you think that is? The run they have a slightly better run differential. They have an easier schedule.
Maybe
like, what does that
schedule,
factor in?
Although yeah. The Red Sox have a pretty good strength of schedule,
they
too.
They do.
So I don't,
yeah, Terp looked up this morning. The Yankees have the 25th ranked schedule. The Red Sox are at 19th.
So there you go.
That's it.
It's probably that.
That's it.
Okay.
Which is really, in all, like, what, one series with how many games are left?
And they do have one more three-game series against each other. And the Red Sox own the Yankees.
They
so,
do.
Yeah.
And you know what it comes down? I was looking this up. You know what? If they're tied with the Yankees or the Mariners... well, they have the head-to-head tiebreaker with the Yankees. They already won the season series regardless of what happens when they match up again. But I believe after that, it's divisional record because they split with the Mariners 3-3. They're 8-2 against the Yankees. They split with Seattle, I believe, off the top of my head, 3-3. Mm. So go to divisional record. Red Sox have a very good record in the AL East. So if you're starting to look at, they're four games away from Toronto, so maybe they could still catch Toronto. But if you're starting to look at that number one wild card and hosting in the wild card round, they're looking pretty good for tiebreakers should it come down
right.
to that.
Okay.
So Giolito, great again last night.
Friend of
night.
The show and one-time Hoss of the Week.
Maybe two.
He's not going to win, though, Jones.
You don't think so?
So on Monday, we had to introduce the world to, I think, Hoss of the Month, maybe Hoss of the Year.
Who's that now?
Zach Maxwell, reliever for the Reds, a.k.a. Big Sugar. His name
wow.
is Big Sugar.
I like that.
He is a flamethrower who made his debut this past weekend. He is six. He's listed at 6'6", 275.
Oh, yeah. What are those?
He is.
Goggles?
He's got like a
nice.
Goatee. He's got like a weird glasses. Can't see his eyes because the brim's down so low. Just his human form falling over his belt buckle. I mean, talk about filling out a uniform.
What's he, Big Sugar?
Big Sugar.
Nice.
He's got the sugars.
All right, so we think he's probably...
He's probably host of the millennium, so we might not be able to give it to Giolito, but Giolito, a strong nominee, 8 scoreless last night.
Yeah, honorable mention.
Honorable mention, but look at this guy, Jones. He goes 100 miles an hour.
Oh, I like the action shot, Keith.
Oh, yeah, Terps knows what he's doing back there.
Yeah, strut that runway.
Big Sugar comes out there. He's the only guy that uses the bullpen cart. They got to bring him in. They don't trust him to run in from the outfield.
Yeah, he's not walking 18.
No.
He's not walking 18.
Is that a
he's
joke or is that for real?
I'll let you decide. Yeah. I'll let you decide.
You looked that up on
Gemini. When I looked at him, I was like, that adds up.
No, it would be great.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he got a doctor's note. He gets the bullpen cart still from the 1970s. They bring him in.
All right, so you don't have to wait for Friday.
Big Sugar is our guy.
Okay, we have Haas of the Week.
Big
That's good to know.
Big Sugar is definitely our guy. But Giolito was sick last night.
Let me give you a stat for Lucas Giolito, courtesy of Joe Weil.
All right.
He tweets out the best ERAs among qualified AL starters since June 10th.
That's 2.5 months.
Number one, Trevor Rogers. We watched him.
Trevor.
We were kind of mocking him. Oh, yeah. It's not Big Sugar.
Big Sugar's nice, though. Look how small the ball is in his hands. It's like he's throwing a Tic Tac.
It's like a little meatball. It's like, like a mini Swedish meatball.
Don't tease him. He'd never make it to the plate.
So Trevor Rogers, clearly.
Oh, he's ridiculous.
Number one with a bullet. Number two, since June 10th, AL starters in qualified ERA, Lucas Giolito, 231.
Awesome.
Skubal is at 240, number three.
He's been good.
Crochet, 241, number four.
Also been good.
Number five, Brian Baio, 250. So since June 10th.
They have three of the five best pitchers in the American League.
Admittedly, an arbitrary deadline, but... Since June 10th, they have three of the five best pitchers in the American League by ERA.
And one of the two that they don't have is the favorite to win the Cy Young and is on the Tigers, who are leading the division out there. And then Trevor Rogers, who has been like the best pitcher in baseball since he's been healthy. So, yeah, that's pretty remarkable. It does, to me, it's two things. Like, it's going to let Breslow off the hook potentially, but it shouldn't. Meaning, like, Breslow still should have added another starting pitcher.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that guy, whoever they added, was going to pitch better than Baio and Giolito. Those guys have been killing it.
Right.
But it doesn't mean you can't add a guy better than Dustin May to be the fourth guy.
Even if it's not Joe Ryan.
Yeah, even if it's not like a prototypical two, you should have gotten somebody better than Dustin May.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I'm just naming names because I know they moved, but like.
Charlie Morton.
I was going to say, how's he been? I have no idea how Morton's
decent,
been.
Actually.
Why am I blanking on the guy?
Merrill Kelly.
The Rangers got. Thank you, Merrill Kelly. Like names like this, and not a lot of pitchers moved. Not a lot of controllable starters moved, but the ones that did, right? Breslow was still incorrect to not add to his rotation, but three guys pitching like that, and Giolito feels like when he's locked in, like last night, and he's been very locked in his last couple of starts against Baltimore. I think it's no runs in his last two appearances against the Orioles, but. When he's locked in, it feels like he's real locked in. Baio's been on. Nick was highlighting this early in the year. Baio's been great since like the All-Star break last year.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's had a good run.
Crochet may win the Cy Young if it's not Skubal. It's probably Crochet.
Bradfo.
Did he mention that?
He did, but he said he couldn't say too much. He couldn't say who he was voting for. I was trying to get it out of him. He wouldn't say. He takes that very seriously.
He want to break news on this program?
It's a big responsibility. Okay. Oh, maybe he can reveal his... bet or his
when
vote
the season's
on the
over,
show.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We should do that.
Save it for sweeps week.
Save it for, assuming we're still a program.
Yeah.
We've already cleared the 1 year hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can make it to like a year and a month and change.
Bradford comes on, says his order, 5-4-3-2-1.
Nice.
That'd be awesome.
Top five Friday. Maybe we move him to a top five Friday.
Oh, top five Friday. His Cy Young votes, which actually count, and then our fake Cy Young votes.
I like it. Oh, I like that. That's good. Wow. We already have our bracket.
Pencil that in, Nick.
We already have our bracket and a top five Friday for like the middle of October.
3 months
Great.
From
okay,
now.
We nailed it. Good. This is good.
All right.
Do the Red Sox have enough pitching come October? We're not relitigating the deadline.
No, I agree with you on that.
But do they have enough?
I think they do. I think they do. And I know Dustin May is not somebody that you can rely on. I don't want him even pitching in October. Fitz just got hurt if you were kind of counting on him at all. But I think you're still doing a lot better than most teams when you can throw Crochet, Baio, Giolito, and then, oh, by the way, Whitlock and Chapman are as good of a 8-9 combo as we've seen. Like, they're filthy, those guys.
What is it? 13 appearances? Chapman hasn't given up a hit?
Yeah.
And they had him.
Calendar month, and he's done that twice this year.
They had him warming up last night. They didn't need him, which for once they didn't need to go to him
in
the game last night.
He's absurd.
He's ridiculous.
out of all the guys that Breslow has swung and missed on, like Jordan Hicks and Dustin May, Matz might give you something. Matz isn't bad.
The one time he gave up runs, it was bad.
Yeah.
But other than that, and he's gotten out of some jams, like that play at third in the Yankee series. Yeah. You know, he got himself out of a jam there. But no, Matz has been pretty good. So all of a sudden.
But I have like at least five pitchers, right? Because Cora also, as we know, is going to move his pitchers around, do different things with them.
Yeah.
You have at least five pitchers that you feel great about. Then you have a few other guys that might be sort of just outside of that list. So, yeah, it's not perfect by any means, but I do think they have enough.
I also do.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to have the offense that they've had. And it's been a while since I've looked this up, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just double check where they're at. Runs scored, they're second in the AL behind New York. Run differential, they're second in the AL behind New York. So if you're going to have that kind of offense, and I do think the offense is going to translate. I know they've struggled against some top-end pitchers, and we've highlighted that. They also knocked around Framber Valdez. So it's not every single pitcher they've faced. Maybe the offense comes down a little bit. I do think they have enough pitching. And I would agree with you. It's not just starting pitching. It's the bullpen as well. That doesn't mean they couldn't have added more. They should have added more. It'd be great to have even more pitching than they do. But I do think the answer is they have enough. Those guys, meaning Crochet, Bayo, and Giolito, have been locked in now for a while.
Yeah, they've been... Right. The sample size is long enough. Like, it's not just the June 10th. Like, June 10th is where it takes to the next level, and, like, they're literally all-stars / Cy Young candidates if you just put it back to June 10th, right? Like, they're top five in the league with Rodgers and Mascubel. Like, that's pretty insane, but...
Top five Friday Cy Young ballot. Crochet.
Yep.
Chapman. Bayo.
Oh.
Giolito. Dustin May.
Are we missing?
Those two starts.
Give him a hat tip. Yeah, give him a hat tip for the Halloween costume.
Justin Wilson. Justin Wilson.
Whitlock.
Oh, no, Whitlock.
Whitlock.
It would be Whitlock.
Whitlock.
Oh, yeah, they're loaded.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. That might
Piglet?
That might be Bradfoe's ballot.
Honorable mention for Piglet?
Yeah, Piglet should get a little
sniff. Get the Piglet if he gets up here.
Nick, what was Bradford trying to call Peyton Tolley? He wanted to, like, change the nickname on us.
No, it's Piglet. Lou already did it. It's Piglet.
I feel like Piglet's locked in.
You see,
he was calling him something else yesterday, and I was like, wait a minute.
You're like, that's not what we're calling him.
That can't be right. Hold on.
I saw he said he could take down 9 hot dogs in one sitting. I saw that.
I respect it.
Yesterday. Yeah,
I bet he can.
Yeah,
but this
how many for Big Sugar?
But this also pisses me off. It's not.
Watch out, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, this was like. Well, yeah, these are different. Baseball Challenge and just scarfing down a bunch of hot dogs on the 4th of July are different things.
Yes.
And so when JJ Watt was like, "Hey, has anybody done the Baseball Challenge? Like, what is this about?" And then he did. He's like, "I'm almost done the 4th inning," and you're like. That's not how it works.
No, you got to pace yourself.
The real challenge is you got to balance. Every once in a while, you have a quick inning. Otherwise, you have a long inning, and you're like,
you got a bun sitting in there with some hot dog bits
like
and a beer dumped on top of
that. Down.
And then that builds.
Yes.
And then you push it down, so by and then the you go to the next
inning,
one. Yeah.
By the 5th inning, your brain finally wakes up and says, you're full. Stop eating. Whereas if you just you're at a buffet, you can eat like a cow. Right?
Yeah.
You just keep eating.
Right.
But if...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So that's cheating is what I would say.
Got it.
But the question for Tolley was how many could you eat in one sitting? So that's just, you know, fire them down as quick as you can.
Yeah, he said he could do 9.
He probably can.
Yeah,
he's
I
the
believe
piglet.
It. I believe it. So maybe honorable mention for him.
He should
in our,
be.
In our future Top 5 Friday AL Cy
When do you think we see him? At the big league club, not driving down to Worcester.
So doesn't it have to be this weekend?
Oh, yeah, you have to. That's true. You have to be called. Yeah, so good call.
Yep. All right.
Might see my guy Kyle Harrison soon as well.
I don't think so. Do we have a Kyle Harrison?
He barely pitched yesterday. He went 3 innings, but they limited him to like 40 pitches.
But I think
the part of the thought is maybe he comes up this weekend.
Correct. Part of the reason is they might be staggering him to get a spot start in there.
So I don't know if this is true. Did I see that Paul Skeens was scheduled to start on Friday, and now it looks like
I think he's Saturday.
Saturday.
Right? And Crochet's tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
We have day baseball, folks.
Yeah, so we're not getting both of them.
Now that stinks.
It does.
But at least Skeens versus Roman Anthony will be awesome, or Skeens versus like Bregman, like that'll be fun to watch. But yeah, it's May Friday. I think they have an open spot Saturday, and then Haas of the Week nominee Giolito back again on Sunday.
Okay. So do you think the Red Sox have enough pitching? You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll get you some Would You Rathers on Would You Rather Wednesday coming up about 15 minutes from now. Real quick, I didn't realize this. We've talked a lot about the Bregman opt-out and Willie opt-out and should they get a contract done. I didn't realize, and maybe this is oversight. I guess it was oversight on my end. Trevor Story has one as well, Keith. Text line is already bullying you around. Hey,
don't
Keith,
bully me around. Hey, Keith, I thought bullies were done.
Hey, Keith, how's Story doing now?
Oh, my God. He's great, okay?
So,
is that what he wanted to hear?
So they're already
he's the
bullying
best
you
player
around
of the
a little
majors.
Bit. He has gone 20-20 this year,
Yeah, he's
Keith,
a 20-20 guy.
Which is nice. 21-23 right now. I believe he still hasn't been caught stealing a base. Mm-hmm. He had home run number 200 last night, a couple more hits in the game last night. And he has an opt-out in his contract this year.
He does?
I didn't realize that, but he does.
I remember talking about it because we were like, there's no way he opts out because he's so bad.
Yeah, I mean, right. So Tim Healy of the Boston Globe wrote about this the other day. It's the only reason it was on my radar. I had no idea. Is he a guy that is part of their long-term plans? Is that maybe that's a discussion for the offseason, but it's interesting to me. Is he a guy who's part of their long-term plans? Meyer is out with another season-ending injury. I think long-term he'd be the plan at shortstop. You have Rafaela who could kick the shortstop, but I think ideally
keep him in center.
You want him in center. So is he part of their long-term plan? Should he be part of their long-term plan?
So I've, you know, as the texter points out, good memory by the texter, have never been a big fan of Trevor Story. Didn't love the signing. That was supposed to be this big splash signing. He was teammates with Bogarts for a year, then just like pushed him out the door. And then he's been hurt a lot. Like he's just been hurt a ton. And then when he wasn't hurt, it was just not a lot of results. It felt like he was either coming off an injury or he'd have like a hot week and you'd get your hopes up and then he'd kind of fall apart. This year, he's been good, right? He had the slow start, but he's a 20-20 guy, stole another bag last night. And with the different lineups they've put out there, he's actually a bat they've been able to put in the middle. He's also a right-handed stick, which is refreshing. They don't have a ton of those on the team. Yeah, I was looking at his contract. It's oddly set up where, because it was originally a 6-year, $140 million deal. This is the fourth year of that, which is also kind of crazy, right? Like, he's been here for 4 years. He's barely played.
I mean, you're right. He played a little bit. Well, he's mostly healthy year one and then hasn't hardly played the last 2 years.
So I guess he can opt out, but then he's got $25 million next year, $25 million the year after that. And then there's also a club option for 2028. So could he make more money and all this stuff?
Doesn't he have to opt out? He has to capitalize on a year like this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's having a pretty good year. Yeah, he probably does. Although, I don't know, he was coming off of 30 home run seasons, back-to-back 30 home run seasons, wasn't he, in Colorado?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. He wasn't coming off of back-to-back. He did have back-to-back 30 home run seasons. Then he had two more seasons there in Colorado. He was a free agent, and 6-for-140 was the best he could do then. He missed most of, like, 3 straight years, it felt like. And so now he's had a healthy season. I don't know. Maybe a team will convince themselves that a soon-to-be 33-year-old shortstop is the answer for them. if Marcelo Meyer didn't have an injury history, I wouldn't give a rat's ass. I'd be like, all right, he's gone. Meyer's your shortstop. Move on.
Right. If story out, I mean, if he doesn't opt out, then he's on the team.
And that's fine. But he can be on the team.
But if he decided to opt out, you go, well, great. We'll move to Marcelo Meyer. But can you really do that now?
I don't know. Yeah, you might. You need Story certainly more than I thought that you would, because if Meyer starts at short and gets hurt, now you're back to like David Hamilton's. And you can't have that.
Let me give you another one. Greg was talking about this morning. What about Chapman?
Yeah, Chapman's another good one. We had a caller yesterday be like, they asked Bradford, like, are they going to extend this guy? He's a free agent.
So I'd be real hesitant to want to pay either one of those. So Giolito, I'm more open to paying.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's got a club option for next year off the top of my head. But Chapman and Story. Story can opt out. Chapman's a free agent. I'd be real hesitant to pay either one of those guys. Chapman's been unbelievable, and Story's had a really good year. I'd be hesitant to throw a lot of money at either one of those guys.
I'd rather, even though he's older, I'd rather have Chapman, because I also don't think you're going to have to go crazy. Is it a two-year deal for Chapman? Can you get Chapman for a two-year deal? Then I would do that, kind of lock him up. And then you know that, all right, if and when that breaks down, because all closers eventually break down, and he's already had an unbelievable career, you got Whitlock waiting in the wings, just like you have Meyer waiting in the wings. The problem is both of those guys unfortunately get hurt all the time.
Yeah.
So like if you have, you're like, Whitlock's our closer, Meyer's our shortstop, and then it's like, all right, now they're out.
It is weird. They're both very healthy and both very good in contract years. It's weird how that works out. Or at least a potential contract year.
Yeah, you're right. Giolito does, I think it's a $14 million team option.
Breslau.
I mean, they'll take that.
That's why I'm Bres Pro.
Yeah, I get it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.